with Nikki and DeMello in the morning. That's all I need in my life. More music and more fun. Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
Well, it turns out Nike and their slogans were right, Nikki. Just do it.
Okay.
Just do it. If you're thinking about making a big change in your life, according to research by economist Stephen Levitt, you should do it.
Mm.
People who decide to make a change and do it end up happier than those who don't.
That's a good call.
It is a good call. And it could, I mean, they were largely talking about biggish things. So, you know, whether you want to change your job or whether you potentially want to, you know, change your partner. It could even be the case with smaller things, like, you know, whether you've decided to grow a beard.
I mean, arguably that takes some time.
Sure.
Just do it. Boom. I've got a beard.
Instantly. I'm going right now. But obviously there are some limits. I mean, some would say plucking out both your eyes is a pretty big change. But clearly there are only limited occasions where that would be for the better. That was a long weekend.
It was. It's done.
Zoomed.
I mean, a lot of you are still on holidays, school holidays, kids as well. So
a lot of people still on the northbound run trying to get home from the long weekend, I imagine.
Shout out to you if you're still there.
I saw it on Thursday. I got on the freeway on Thursday and went, there's Porsche getting busy going south. And then again on
Friday.
On Friday. And then, so I'm not surprised that, you know, I was in here from like 10 o'clock yesterday and, reports were coming through. Oh, it's a bit busy. And then there was that fire.
Yeah, we drove past mid-afternoon and it was chockers.
Yeah.
That's all you could say.
I mean, look, chockers. You know, I think as much time tends to be spent on the freeway as, in fact, down south.
Yes.
I feel like you spend as much of your holiday driving, surely. Anyway.
And hope you enjoyed it.
Sure,
if you did have a long weekend away, though, I'm sure it was lovely.
You know, although, like, you know those signs that say, if you lived here, you'd be home already? I don't know. You can make that apply to anywhere you are, really, couldn't you? But
that's true.
Anyway, look, turns out Bali Fest wasn't for everybody.
No.
Today is the last day. First of all,
it's still on today.
It is still on. They're offering refunds to those that wanted it. You can get details at the Bali Fest website. The Facebook page has all the info. But yeah, it is on today and it is free entry.
Yes.
From 10 till 10, I think.
If you want to check it out, you can head down there and
still have a chance.
Yeah.
It turns out, in amongst all of this, the other big news that I noticed over the weekend is paracetamol.
Mm.
Not as effective as we all thought.
No. Well, I guess it depends what you're using it for, doesn't it? It's like very
apparently
specific.
Knee and hip osteoarthritis, craniotomy.
I'm assuming that's something to do with the brain.
Well, yeah, but it sounds like an operation. Anyway, tension, headache and perineal pain after childbirth were receptive to the drug. They're very, very specific pains that paracetamol seems to be useful for. But apparently not enough evidence to support its ability to relieve pain with migraines, post-operative pain, dental procedures, childhood middle ear infections, back pain, abdominal pain, common cold-related headaches or various other things. It's a lot of the things people take it for.
Well, headaches in particular. I know a lot of other things you probably should be taking, like anti-inflammatory.
Does that mean ibuprofen and or aspirin or combinations of them are probably the better ones? Back to the old stuff.
You've got to really knuckle down and find out what is causing the pain, I guess, before you...
So much prep involved now.
It's just too hard.
Dr. Google, save me, please. Or should we be campaigning for the return of the over-the-counter opioids? Or, like, is there another option that we need to be thinking about? Some sort of cognitive behaviour therapy. Is that the only way that we could get rid of
just
pain
now? Just
need
to be more specific with the pharmacist, perhaps. Let them know exactly what the pain is.
I'm exhausted already.
Oh, God.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
First off, WA Youth Week kicks off on Friday and runs through the second week of the holidays.
Nice.
And celebrates the contributions, obviously, that young people make to the community, but also gives them a bunch of stuff to do.
Yep.
There's events going on all over the state and a whole heap organised in the Peel, sorted out by the Horsehead Community College, Shire of Murray, Shire of Serpentine, Jarrahdale and the Shire of Waroona.
Nice.
You can Google WA Youth Week to get the full rundown of events. There's a lot of stuff going on. Now, you have till Thursday if you want to vote for either Pinjarra or Dwelling Up in the GWN 7 Top Tourism Town Awards.
How exciting is that?
I know. It's pretty good. You could even win a $5,000 WA Tourism voucher for voting. So go check our website for all the info. It'll plug you into where you need to go. And today's the last day of Barley Fest, and you can check it out for free from 10 till 10. All the details on the Barley Fest Australia Facebook page. Police are trying to identify a woman who was spotted reading a book while driving in
Adelaide. Heard of things like this before.
It's not the first time I've seen a story similar to this out of Adelaide. I don't know why specifically there they love to read while driving. Anyway, another motorist filmed the woman on Good Friday morning. She was allegedly swerving along the road, as you would imagine, and had two kids in the back of the car.
Oh, my goodness.
In an area with a speed limit of 80 or 90 kilometres an hour. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what's written in the road rules about
Speed limit was either 80 or 90.
I think it changed over the course of,
You know, where just whatever you want to do. You can do 80 or 90.
Somewhere in the vicinity.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, look, I know they specifically say that you can't use a mobile phone, say, while you're driving, but I'm certain that even if books or, if you want to get specific, pamphlets or newsletters or comics or graphic novels aren't listed as things that you can't specifically read whilst operating a vehicle.
I think anything other than the navigation map on your dash, as in like your Navman or the Speedo. Kind of other than that, you're not allowed to look at anything else.
Anything else basically counts as distracted driving.
Yes.
I think it's fair to say. So, yeah, books, they're not anywhere near the vicinity of being a member of the family of legal activities you can operate whilst operating a vehicle.
Hats off to her, though, for having kids in the car, driving and reading a book at the same time. That is multitasking at its finest.
I'm not sure that hats off is the approach we're looking at, but sure. Look, it's
I know, I couldn't handle that many activities at once.
It's brave.
It is brave.
I'll give you that.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And now with entertainment news made from DNA extracted from a cactus, Nikki Parkinson.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber has released an Easter treat for his fans over the weekend, dropping a surprise EP called Freedom. This is the title track.
Stories already written. Children, you are forgiven. Yeah. Ain't nothing you could do for you to change that. And everything you did, he erased that. Yeah, he took it on, threw it in the wasteland. Freedom, don't it feel good? Freedom, don't it feel good?
Actually, what, retelling the Easter story or explaining the sacrifice?
So the whole EP is a gospel-inspired EP with a reggae vibe. That's the description.
That's the combo you want.
Yeah. Freedom comes only 2 weeks after his sixth studio album release, Justice. Now, Zendaya will be joining the cast of Space Jam, A New Legacy, as Lola Bunny alongside LeBron James. LeBron, of course, takes over the role from Michael Jordan in the 1996 film. The news comes with the first official trailer released for the movie as well.
I need to assemble an elite team to help give my son back.
I know what you're looking for. So shoot, baby, shoot. A dream team. Mom, shoot the ball. Let's try that again, shall we?
Introducing the Goon Squad!
Welcome to the Space Jam.
Brilliant.
It's back. Space Jam, A New Legacy is out on the 15th of July. Marvel has dropped the first full trailer for the Disney Plus new show, Loki. Owen Wilson stars alongside Tom Hiddleston in this series as they try to correct the timeline Loki disturbed when using the Tesseract throughout the Infinity Saga.
Okay.
If you know, you know, I suppose.
All right, here's a taste.
You picked up the Tesseract, breaking reality. I want you to help us fix it.
Why me?
I need your unique Loki perspective.
Do I get a weapon?
Nah.
You're not big on trust, are you? You can trust me.
Loki, I've studied almost every moment of your entire life. You've literally stabbed people in the back like 50 times.
Why never do it again?
Loki begins streaming on Disney Plus from the 11th of June. And Taylor Swift has revealed that our very own Keith Urban will be on her new version of her album, Fearless.
Hey.
After challenging fans to solve a series of anagrams, as she does, they found out that Keithy will feature on the new Fearless album on a song called That's When, and will also harmonize on another song called We Were Happy. Taylor wrote that she was his opening act during the Fearless album era, and his music has inspired her endlessly.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.